Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Now we have very important work to do.
You've got important work to do.
I have a lot of work to do.
This is important.
It's serious. We're doing important work.
I'll believe that when I see it.
All right, enough of the small talk.
Get ready for the big show.
Now let's do this thing and get out of here.
Do it!
Woo!
It's Kix Morning Show. JP Lord, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday, February 24th, the last Monday of February.
That's weird.
Yeah, this year's flying by already. I know. It's going so quick.
Done.
It's going fast. We got our leap date coming up next weekend.
That is true. Saturday is the 29th.
It is. Big. That'll be a big day.
Yeah.
Big, big day. That's why we're giving out tickets.
Do weird things happen on leap day?
Zach Brown comes to town.
Well, yeah. Very rare concert from the Zach Brown band on a leap day.
I had a cousin that got married on the 29th so that they could do like, it's our first and fourth, and it's our fourth and first anniversary. I mean, they didn't make it to the second and eighth, but you know, they only got to do the funny thing once. But
I remember as a kid being slightly jealous of anybody who was born on a leap day because it was like a special birthday that they got, or they could pick if they wanted their birthday on the 1st or 28th.
Right.
Which I was like, oh. Then I remember thinking, does it mean they can't, they're not going to be able to drive until they're like, what?
Right.
16 times 4. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe it would just make life complicated.
I know. Or you just get a free driver. It's like a government-issued thing. Yeah. They're like, you know, you're born on a leap day. We'll just drive you.
Right. Somewhere. We realize that makes things rough for you. So you get issued a driver, that'd be all right, too.
I just hope February doesn't stop this nice weather. Because these last 2 days were gorgeous.
The last 2 days were really nice. Then this week, we're back into the 30s.
Are we?
Although I was just looking.
I said 40s.
Oh, 35 on Tuesday, 37 on Wednesday. There's like
40, back up in the 40s and 50s by the weekend.
Yeah, but that's how things have been lining up nicely.
Nice.
Like, we've been getting our cold days during the week, and then it gets nice again.
Yeah, we want a nice weekend this weekend. Right? It's going to be a lot of fun.
You're at work. I mean, why do you need good weather when you're at work?
Because you have to get to work.
Well, that's true. You do have to
good
drive
enough
there.
Weather, good enough weather to get to work. But then after that, yeah.
But I was just looking back at my, like, on this day on social media stuff, and, like, every other year right now, it's snowing. So
we're getting pretty lucky. This year was a mild and short winter.
A trace to an inch Tuesday night, but that's about it.
Yeah. Here's hoping March doesn't dump on us.
Yeah.
It hasn't been saving snow.
Well, wouldn't that be just a bunch of crap?
Yes.
Yeah. And like, all of a sudden you feel this tap on your shoulder. Remember me.
Stay put. Here's what's next. JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix
96.9. All right, so today we are getting you ready because it's Zach Brown Band Week. As mentioned, on the 29th, he will be here, PBA, big party with ZBB, and we've got your free tickets coming up every day this week. We'll have your tickets to the Zach Brown Band. We also have tickets to the Shrine Circus that's coming up. We'll do Make It Right by a sister to a brother. We'll ask you about what your parents still pay for, and there have already been a lot of great responses on the Morning Show page on Facebook. We'll get all of that and more next.
Turn up the radio. Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Like an episode of Stranger Things.
Uh-oh.
That's going on with an Illinois family.
Okay.
In their 9-year-old daughter's bedroom.
Ruh-roh.
Okay.
We go to the news story and the reporter.
One suburban family has been hearing music and voices through a wall.
Okay, how long do you think you would let that go on in your house?
Oh, we would have moved.
Music and voices
you moved
in
right
the
away.
Wall.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming anyone other than the little girl could hear it. Because if it was just the little girl, I would think more she was needed to see a doctor.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen enough horror movies, though. That's how that starts.
So you'd be an instant move.
They're targeting one person.
I would. I'd be like, all right, let's put this house. Let's figure out when the sounds are coming through the wall so I can make sure we show people other times. And then let's sell this house. Do I have to disclose that?
Yeah.
When you sell the house, like, might be haunted?
I feel it. No. Just the not that.
House, if you know.
Right? So I think I'm all right. As long as I can judge when to, like, take people in and show them, oh, this place is lovely, neighbors are great, you guys will love it.
It happens in the middle of the night, about 1:30.
Oh, well, that's not when you're showing people.
No. So you're fine, right?
More reason it's creepy.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, would you be an instant move as well, or would you try to investigate?
Oh, yeah, if all of us, yes. Yeah. If I was convinced it wasn't just like my kid having a nightmare, but...
Yeah. I would I would make like a tree and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Check this out.
You can hear the commentators or the pastor's voice in the wall.
Right.
So there's it's a voice. It's a radio station, AM radio station. This family has been living there for 9 years. Dealing with the sounds
what?
In the wall. 9 years.
What? And like hearing a sermon in the middle, that'd be even
more
creepier.
Reason, right? Gone.
Here's a little bit more.
It's one of our favorite songs, but not at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And I hear a Christian song in the background. A little bit.
Yeah.
No.
No, I would make like a baby and leaf. I think I'm mixing all these up.
I think you are.
Like, number one, you're freaked out about it. They took part of the wall down to try to find a radio of any
sort. Yeah, nothing in there.
They've messed with the wiring of the light switch that is right there. Yeah. And so nothing is showing any signs of there should be a radio broadcast coming from this wall at 1:30 in the morning.
They sent out an engineer from the radio station, which is an odd person to try to investigate.
But what radio group?
Smith says AM 1160, owned by Salem Media Group.
Salem Media Group!
Yeah, they're witches.
It's witchcraft.
Yeah, everything about this tells me that that house is haunted.
Also, is it weird that an engineer from the radio station went? Right. Like, what are they going to do?
We, over on, because our phone lines are goofy in this building, you know?
Yeah.
Over on ESPN, about once a month, for whatever reason, and no one can figure it out, we get some radio station from Minnesota through our phone lines. Like, through our phone lines.
Your phone lines.
There's nothing, we don't have like a receiver or anything set up. They just, all of a sudden, I'm interviewing someone, and I can hear some like whiz bang morning show going on. I'm like, what is happening? And of course, no one around here has any freaking idea.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried calling them because we can hear their call letters, and we'll try calling them, and they're just like, "Yeah, dude, I don't know. Sorry."
But then in the kind of footnotes here, are other times household items have picked up radio stations. Like in 2018, there was radio signals being picked up by a household fan while the power was off in some guy's house.
That's so weird.
How does that make any sense whatsoever?
Not at all.
No, it says the electrical components inside a fan was somehow broadcasting a radio station.
You gotta move.
Yeah. That's a ghost. 100%,
you leave. The ghost is screwing with you.
Yeah.
Especially with Salem Media Group.
No, you're done. You're moving.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
No, get you nitty gritty for Music City and your chance to get in for Tortuga.
But have they found out if she weighs more than a duck?
Right.
She's a witch.
Country mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9, keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country Kix 96.9.
We have some life updates from some of our favorites.
Cool.
Shay Mooney of Dan and Shay is a dad again. And his wife, Hannah, welcomed their second son, Ames Alexander Mooney, on Friday in Nashville. He posted some photos online and says, quote, "Our family is ecstatic. Ames is absolutely perfect." Baby Ames joins the couple's first child, 3-year-old Asher. So congratulations to them.
Asher and Ames.
Asher and Ames.
Cool.
Also on Friday in Nashville, Taylor Dye of Maddie and Tay got married. She married songwriter Josh Kerr. She made the announcement on Instagram, writing, quote, "My person for life, I am madly in love with you," at Josh Kerr Music, 22120. So congratulations also to Taylor.
Maddie and Tay, which one's Taylor?
Tay?
I'm making a joke.
Okay.
It just wasn't a good one.
It's Monday.
But it was there.
For just a second, I was like, wait, what?
The coffee's coming in. Here we go.
I was making a joke. Like, you should have got it, Lauren.
Yeah, yep.
God.
I get your joke.
Sorry. Fine. Just had to think a little. It's Monday.
Right.
All right. In his first interview for his upcoming tour, Sturgill Simpson revealed that he fell off the wagon in 2017, quote, saying he got back into substance abuse in 2017 pretty heavily, and that he was, quote, drinking and other things. Sturgill also said, although he is about to embark on an arena tour, quote, "I have no idea if I'm an arena act. I guess we'll find out." He says he actually prefers playing theaters, though, because it's hard to connect with people that are sitting 300 yards away. As for his record label, Elektra, Sturgill says he is, quote, done, saying, I'm not going to give them anything ever again, so I guess I'm done. When they asked him why, he said, quote, yeah, it's that they control everything and contribute nothing, and that to be successful in their world, I would have to play the game and do things that I just don't want to do, so it makes no sense. I don't want to be Bruno Mars. So there
this
you
dude
go.
Is absolute fire. Last night, actually chatting with some of our friends that were at the concert, because Simpson's coming up. We're going to have him in April. Yep. They said that he does like two or three covers out of the blue in the middle of his concert that are, they're like classic rock, like out of just nowhere that are just amongst the best you'll ever hear. So that's kind of, hopefully we get to hear some of those too on top of his music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. April 9th for that show. You can win tickets on our website at kzkx.com.
Well, I never expected to relate so deeply to Eric Church's mother, but here we are. Rita, Eric's mom, did not originally like his 2006 song, Two Pink Lines, but it did not have anything to do with the subject matter or the teens waiting for the results of a pregnancy test. Nope. Apparently, Eric's mom thought the song was about two pink lions.
Lions?
Has she heard the song?
Oh, my God.
She said, he says that she said to him, I just don't understand the hook. Where are the lions?
Oh, my
boy.
Wow.
Oh, mom.
Misheard lyrics
so
from
much.
Mama.
Yep. As someone who misunderstands every single song, I relate deeply to Eric Church's mother.
So fun.
And now forever, you'll hear that song as Two Pink Lions, by the way. And finally, last Monday, we were supposed to be able to bring you a big concert announcement, but that got postponed until today.
Yep.
We do have another big concert announcement for you today, but again, not till 10 a.m. So the wait is just a little bit longer.
Okay.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Sometimes all you see on the news is bad, so we like to make sure you know there's lots of good going on.
Giving up
every morning.
This is Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
This is where we tell you about what's going on that's good in the world every day at this time. So if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. You can direct message us with the title Good Thing. We'll add it to ours.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Lauren?
Okay, so I need to tell you the story of the baddest ass of all badasses who ever badassed. There's a 35-year-old woman. Her name is Holly McNally. And last Monday, she had a baby. She actually got to the hospital. The doctor didn't get to the hospital in time, so she delivered her own baby.
Oh, wow.
In a hospital room. Then, a few days later, she was ready to go home. The baby, he's okay. He had a few complications. He had to stay at the hospital. So she came back 3 days later, and she was visiting her son. And then on the way home, she passed a overturned tanker truck that was on fire. So Holly stopped, jumped out of the car, and then helped another guy that also ran over pull the driver to safety, dragged this guy from the truck right before it exploded.
My God.
There is video of, yes.
Right. Oh, my God.
It turns out he was hauling jet fuel.
What?
Right?
This is definitely out of a movie.
Right? So on the way home from delivering her own baby, this woman pulled a guy out of an explosion.
That's awesome. Wow.
Everybody was okay. He sustained some burns, the driver, but is expected to be okay. And her son should get to go home, they think, later today. So,
nice.
Good job, Holly.
That's epic. Husker Nick, you're good thing.
So, I get it, right? You're going to retire. Got a lot of time on your hands.
Sure.
So, why not break a Guinness Book of World Records record, right?
Yes.
So, I'm going to tell you about George Hood. He is a former Marine who's 62. And he looks every bit of a former Marine. Like, I mean, you see this guy and you're like, yeah, that guy was a Marine. Had
sure.
to be, you know. Got the haircut. He did a 8 hour, what was it? 8 hour, 10 minutes and, or 8 hour, I don't want to shortchange him here. 8 hours, 15 minutes and 15 seconds straight plank that he did.
Oh my gosh.
He's been training for over a year. He held the record about a year or two ago, someone else came along and broke it. So he was bound and determined not only to break the record, but beat it by over an hour just to prove a point. And so what he did, 4 to 5 hours a day, straight planking for an entire year. That's stupid. I told you, he's got nothing better to do. He's retired.
Right. You can watch two or three movies.
He then, after planking for 4 to 5 hours, would do 700 push-ups, 2,000 sit-ups, 500 leg body squats, and then he would do approximately 300 arm curls a day also, but he admitted the curls don't help him. They just look good having the biceps. So congratulations to him, I think, for that 8-hour and 15-minute plank.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is a lot of time.
I get asked to do a 2-minute plank, and I'm like, why? What are we doing here? What is the point of this?
That's tough, man. Nice. He's a tough dude. So the community lost a very important person, Jamie Bauman, a couple weeks back. She's affected a lot of people from UNL campus to UNL East campus to the Agricultural Society out there, as well as local, regional, and Red Dirt music, to the point where there are so many people that want to do something in memory of her that it was created that they're going to do a benefit concert at the Single Barrel. So coming up, it's a benefit honoring her Saturday, March 7th at the Single Barrel. It's going to feature live music from the James Lee Band, which Casey, who's the lead singer of the band, sang at her funeral.
Aww.
Because of just a direct connection to the family and did a great job. So the James Lee Band and special guest Emmett Bauer Band will be out there at Single Barrel on Saturday, March 7th. It's just $5 to get in, and all proceeds benefit the Jamie Bauman Memorial Scholarship. So just again,
awesome.
She's giving back. So if you want to be a part of that, you can find the details on Facebook and Twitter or at KZKX.com.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Yeah, go to check it out, KZKX.com, for more details about that.
J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick.
Turn it off once I turn it on.
Turn it up.
Kix 96.9.
I think that somebody believes the good luck rock from this village is one of the lost Shankara stones.
What is Shankara?
Fortune and glory, kid. Fortune and glory.
That's right. Well, sometimes you stumble upon riches, which is what happened in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The Allentown Art Museum, for decades, displayed an oil-on-oak panel painting called Portrait of a Young Woman and credited to the studio of Rembrandt.
The studio of
the
Rembrandt.
The studio of Rembrandt.
Meaning?
Not Rembrandt himself, but like
right,
somebody...
Meaning. One of his students, worked with him in his studio, had painted this.
Painted this off of probably something that he had been painting before. And kind of a copy almost.
So 2 years ago, the painting was sent to the New York University for conservation and cleaning. And there they began removing layers of the overpainting and dark, thick varnish that had been added over centuries. And they're like, huh, this is pretty much a Rembrandt.
This is a Rembrandt you have here in your museum.
Right. It's worth millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! It's a bunch of tools and x-ray equipment and infrared and electron microscopy to be able to figure out and make sure that, no, for sure, this is a Rembrandt.
Right, they have all kinds of fancy technology ways to prove it.
Essentially, the brush strokes used are almost like a fingerprint for artists, a lot of artists. So they were able to look at it and go, these sure look just like his fingerprint, so to speak, on this bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, so the Allentown stumbled upon a giant treasure.
And they, at this point, are not intending to sell it, but paintings of that era, very similar things, have gone for tens of millions of dollars.
God, a stumble upon an item like that would be amazing.
You get a raise, right?
You're that employee
to get a raise.
Like, I had a hunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I wasn't just sending it for cleaning like we do every however many years.
I mean, let's be honest. My trained eye told me that this might be a Rembrandt. Could probably use a raise if you got one.
I would like a 1% finder's fee of what that's worth.
I always tell you guys that one of my favorite things to do is to go to like a pawn shop if I'm driving through a small town, and I like to go through and just see what's in there, specifically hunting for comic books.
Right, because you know what you're looking for.
Yes, I'm a big comic book just dork. And there's been times where, like when Yellowed Pages was here, I pulled a comic out of there for a dollar that ended up getting valued as almost $800. But I felt bad a little bit when I got home, because I knew what I had in my hands when I walked up to him.
No,
and I was like, I kind of feel bad about this, but here's your dollar. Like I got Fantastic Four number 6 and 7 at Oak Grove, Missouri. I was going through; they had this little nice little pawn shop. Yes.
And holy cow.
And at the time I knew they might be worth something, but I was like, these might be, second copies, that kind of stuff.
Right. Worst case, you dropped a couple bucks.
Yeah, literally a dollar or 50 cents a piece.
Exactly.
And they're worth thousands of bucks now. So that's awesome.
No, I don't think you have to feel bad about that.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
Part of me is like, man, they don't have any idea what they're sitting on here with some of this stuff.
Okay, A, if you sell old books, you would think that you would recognize the ones that might be worth something.
Right.
But also, I mean, people make entire livings off of, like, thrifting stuff.
Yeah.
That's the same thing, right? I have a friend who does that who not long ago found a bracelet at one of the, I can't remember which thrift store, for $2 that was worth over $800. Oh, she knew what it was.
Yeah. Right. And she was purposely, like you said, that's what she does.
Yeah. Right? She gets stuff to resell it.
I had a buddy, he went to we always do over in our neighborhood, like all neighborhoods do, where they have their big garage sale, you know, that kind of thing. And there was this old dude, he had to be in his 80s, and he had two boxes that were 300 golf balls in each box. And my buddy bought them for like $15.
Wow.
You could sell those easy for $1 a piece more than make up your... Yeah. Yep. Well, and also, this guy's an old dude, and I don't know when it's going to happen to all of us, but it happens to all of us where all of a sudden we preserve everything.
Right,
like
yes.
Pristine. All these golf balls look like they had like taken a toothbrush to and cleaned off. You know,
sat there with his bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
Listening to a ball game and cleaning them off, each of them off one by one.
Does that feel different than a store? Like a... an individual's, like, especially like
you
like
go to the store and you know that video game is $69, but they have it marked at $39. You're like,
right. But I mean, like, an individual's garage sale, like an old person living alone, and I don't know.
It's a weird deal. Like, I don't know, but it's fun. And I will say it's really fun to brag to people when you do find that stuff.
Yes, it is.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
On the way, your parents are still paying for blank. And how old are you? We'll get into that discussion and give you a chance to join us at the Shrine Circus and the Zach Brown Band. Brought to you by CHI Health.
You're listening to Kix Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We're not going to be supporting you any longer.
But I have no job.
No, you have an internship that you say is going to turn into a job. We can't keep bankrolling your groovy lifestyle.
My groovy lifestyle?
The bills add up. We're covering your rent, your insurance, your cell phone.
You said it was cheaper for you if I was on the family plan.
Yeah. May I get you more of anything?
No,
she's fine.
That's not what happened in this story that we'll tell you, but
no.
There's a conversation that goes on between a lot of parents and their adult kids.
Usually it doesn't get to this point, though.
No.
There is a 36-year-old woman.
Yeah, 36.
36-year-old woman. Her name is Saloni, and she lives in Jackson Township, Ohio.
Okay.
And at 36, her parents were still paying for her cell phone bill. Last week, they told her 36 is old enough. You should be able to pay your own cell phone bill by this point.
Yeah. That's a reasonable thing to say to somebody.
That's a more than reasonable. Yeah. She's 36.
That's 18 times two.
Yeah.
Right? So twice of your life over.
Well,
and
because she's 36, I'm sure she handled this super well.
Right,
because
she's mature. Right.
Yeah, mature adult.
She called 911 to demand that the police go to her house and tell her parents they were being unreasonable and they needed to continue paying for her cell phone bill.
Are you kidding me?
The police told her that 911 is for legitimate emergencies and she needs to stop calling 911. But she kept calling back. So they did come to her house to arrest her.
Right.
For disrupting public services, which is a felony. You can't call 911 over and over again when there is no emergency.
Right.
The police say she was belligerent when they arrested her, and she said she really thought her parents cutting her off for phone service was a legitimate emergency, and that is her defense.
My brother who lives in Washington, D.C., I think he was 31 when my parents stopped paying for his insurance on his car and his phone bill. Yeah.
31.
It's funny. My brother's only like 5 years younger than me, yet the world that he grew up in and the world I grew up in were totally different.
Because he's the baby.
Yeah. Well, this one's the middle one. Oh. But regardless, he is not me. So I guess, you know.
Sure, yeah.
But we would make fun of him constantly. Always. Every time he'd get a new car. Oh, nice. Mom and Dad still paying those bills on that? Or how's that going? But it's crazy because, like, everybody has such weird experiences with this stuff.
Right.
You know, like, I'm 38. So a cell phone, now I'm going to sound super old here, but like I was a sophomore in college when people really started getting cell phones. Like, people had them, but not like,
not
hey,
like
you
everyone.
Know. Yeah, we just, so I never had that opportunity for my parents to pay for me.
Right.
But my brother was just starting high school. My other one was in middle school. So for them, it was like, yeah, all the way up to 30. I used to come to Christmas and I'm like, do I get like an extra present or something?
Can I get some back pay?
Anything?
Can I get this retroactively?
Right? Can I get something here?
Anything for the effort?
But so we asked on social media, we wanted to know what people's parents still pay for, and we got a lot of them. Rebecca says, I'm 31, I'm still on their phone plan, and I bum off their Amazon Prime account. Also, my bank account is still connected to theirs, and my dad, and so my dad sees everything I spend money on. Side note, I'm married and have two kids.
That's crazy.
That's
you know,
funny.
It happens.
I'll never forget the first day I told my mom. I was like 23 maybe, and I told my mom that I wasn't gonna, I claimed myself on my own taxes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's mad.
She was so mad. Nick, I would save a bunch. Me too, Mom. Ironically,
yeah,
I will
enough,
also
right?
save a bunch of money.
I will save so much more money. Thanks.
And I'm working 70 hours a week at the railroad right now. How about you let me just claim myself here today?
That's so funny.
Keely says, I'm 23 and my parents still pay for my health insurance and all my medical bills. Also, I was on their cell phone plan until 2 months ago. Good job, Keely.
Wow.
She's out there
striking out alone in the world.
So, for fun.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
And for tickets, you got to spill it. How old are you and what do your parents still pay for?
Mm-hmm.
466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. Come clean and you could get Shrine Circus tickets, a 4-pack, or Zach Brown Band tickets, a 4-pack. Mom and Dad still paying for your bills. We want you to spill the beans. How old are you and what do your parents still pay for? And you can do it as well. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Or if you were someone, I don't want to just limit this. Because we're only getting calls from people who are like in their early 20s right now.
Doing it.
We have a large group of, you know, our audience. We have a lot of different people here. So if you're off of it now, but you had been going for a while, or if your kid, if you paid for your kids.
I was going to say, or if you're just realizing, why do I still pay for their phone bill?
That's a crazy deal because, like, I feel like as a kid, you should just avoid at all costs any of that conversation.
Oh, 100%. If you're 25 and your parents are still covering some of those bills, there is a decent chance they're doing it just because they forgot that they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a recurring bill that comes out. Don't bring it up.
So my brother, who I told you about, lives in D.C. that had all his stuff paid for till he was in his 30s. We would be sitting at home at dinner, and you could start to feel mom and dad were going to tell him, hey, your other brothers are no longer on any, you know. He would leave, like, he'd get up and always leave before everybody.
Yeah.
So he could avoid the conversation. He made sure he was the first one out
the
door.
You know what? I promised my friend I would be there.
Yeah.
20 minutes. I better go. Date.
So the best part was my mom and dad then finally just decided to forward the bills to him. And then that little turd didn't talk to them for like a month. He was so mad. I'm like, you are in your 30s.
You can't be mad at them.
They didn't pay for a day of my phone bill and you got a whole extra 12 years out of it. Good Lord.
So 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. How old are you and what do your parents still pay for or paid for? We got from a friend of mine, my parents paid my cell phone up until about 6 months ago. She's in her 40s. And my 48-year-old brother and his wife, family paid as well. In our defense, my dad said it was just easy to just keep everybody on. It's not a big deal. Just keep it on.
We have an anonymous one. My parents paid for basically everything anytime I come to visit. They also paid for my cell phone until I was 27. However, my younger brother turned 26 in January and had his first kid in August. He, his girlfriend, and their baby live in my parents' basement. Mom and dad pay for anything. This is the second time he has moved back in with them, and mom has a spreadsheet of the money my brother will owe them.
Oh, my God. Mom's keeping
for
track.
Paying his car payments,
too. That's funny. So 466-9696. We got Megan and Caleb, and first you can get into 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. How old are you and what do your parents still pay for? More of your calls coming up after Sam on It's Kix. Mom and dad are still taking care of your bills. And you're how old? We got a lot of great messages coming out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Some folks want to stay anonymous.
Yes, that would like to remain anonymous.
Because they don't want to get busted out on it.
Nice. We just got a direct message. I'm 46 and my parents pay my house payment.
Oh my goodness. Good for you. I applaud that.
Right.
For making that happen.
Listen, I'm only laughing because I'm crying inside and jealous.
Right.
Just so we're clear.
We want to know from you how old you are and what do your parents still pay for. Good morning, Megan.
Hi, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. How old are you and what do your parents still pay for?
So I am 25 and I still am on my parents' health care plan. So they pay for all my health care.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they pay for my car insurance. And they pay for my phone bill.
Listen, I'm going to applaud you. I wish I was still having, you know, that kind of stuff. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that's funny.
That'd be tremendous to be able to have that happen to you.
It makes me laugh how as people start to tell us these, they slow down. Because I have a feeling a lot of people have never said all of these things out loud in a row.
Right, right.
Like, my parents pay my cell phone bill and my health insurance.
And my car
and
insurance.
Also my car insurance.
By the way, if you don't mind, shout out to my baby brother, Derek, in D.C. He and Chrissy are sitting there listening to our show right now. He just texted me, I hate you. We give him such a hard time about everything over this. So, when you're the favorite, you get in, you know, other brothers have to give you a hard time
exactly,
for something,
yes.
Right?
It's part of the whole package deal.
Right.
Renee is 20, and she told us that her parents still pay for her Netflix, but she pays for the Hulu because, well, she's got the student discount. So
nice.
They had a
you know,
back and
that
forth
is a common one. That parent, my others, we've had several. My parents pay for my Disney Plus. My
nice.
Parents pay for my Hulu
right.
or Netflix.
What's gotten me so far, and I know we can't get to all the phone calls,
yeah.
but people calling in and going, well, it's cheaper for their phone plan. They're still paying for it. Like, you know,
you could
money.
Still kick them the $20.
Well, I'm doing them a favor by letting them pay for my phone. Okay.
We'll get one more phone call, then we got to get to Make It Right Monday. Michelle, good morning.
I'm 38 and married with two kids, and my parents still pay my cell phone bill.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Has there ever been a conversation like maybe it's time to cut that cord or no?
Yes, I've actually offered to start paying it myself, and they refuse to let me start paying for it.
Well,
they
good
are
for
like,
you.
No. It's only like an extra $10-$15 a month. We'll just keep paying for it.
Oh, I say, wow.
So
don't fight.
I've offered.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, ride that train.
You made
as
it
long
out.
As
don't
you
fight
can.
That.
You offered it. You leave it alone now.
Yeah, just let that sit.
You just let that ride.
Let
just
it go
avoid
away.
The conversation
yeah.
at all costs.
You can let us know, and if you can outdo some of the other folks that are up in their ages right there.
Yeah, I got a text from a buddy who's 28, and his mom listens to the show. He just said, "Shh,
yeah, move on."
And we will. Make it right Monday. Going to try to help Elizabeth with her brother to make it right. That after Brett Eldridge, JP Lauren Husker Nick. It's Kix.
Good morning.
This is Kix Mornings.
Wake you up.
With JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9. Yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP Lauren and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday. On Kix 96.9.
Make It Right Monday and helping out a sister with her brother and making it right. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. What can we do for you?
Well, a month ago was my mom's birthday, and I was supposed to get the present sent to her.
Okay.
And my brother and I had both picked it out, but I dropped the ball and didn't get it sent.
Mm.
So I live here in Lincoln, and my parents live in New York, and my brother's out in Utah.
So you're spread out all over the place.
Yeah, did you say in New York or in York?
New York.
New York. Oh, New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, it didn't go over very well with my parents. My dad was really angry, and he blamed both of us, even though it was my fault, but I didn't really correct my dad.
wow.
You know, like, I'm the younger sister, so...
you can do no wrong.
Right?
Use your baby status to protect
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm the baby daughter.
Yeah, so... but now my dad has kind of naturally started to blame my brother, Dan.
Right.
Well, that happens. That is what happens.
That's the pecking order, right?
Yeah. So.
No, the oldest does take the fall
yeah.
for most
100%.
Things. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And so you have done nothing about that.
Not
so
exactly.
Awesome.
No.
Okay.
And so this is, it sounds like you will admit 100% your fault. Like, you guys decided to go in on a present together. You were the one who was going to mail it, and you did not.
Yeah, I just didn't didn't get there in time.
So as far as your brother knew, this was taken care of.
Yeah.
He had completed his portion of the responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are they, is everything good now though with your brother and your dad, or is this still an ongoing thing and that's why you're calling us? What's going on?
No, it's still going on. My dad's mad at him, and then he's mad at me because he knows that I didn't do my job.
If I had a dollar for every time I let my two little brothers fall on the sword for something I did, I'd have like $27 in my pocket. Oh, man.
All right, okay. So you want us to help you make it right by your brother for letting him take the fall for all of this?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
How's your brother going to handle you calling him, do you think, or us calling him?
Well, it's really early in the morning, too, so I don't know if that's going to help.
That's true.
Sure.
A bit of a time
especially,
change.
Yeah, in Utah. That'll be good. Yeah. That'll be really fun. Good.
All right, well, we'll try to get Dan on the phone. And then we will let you apologize to him, and we'll do our best to try to make it right.
Okay.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
How would you react to this, Lauren?
This would not have gone over well in my family.
In your family, it wouldn't have?
This would not have gone over well at all.
You can let us know as well. Facebook or Twitter, Kix 96.9. We'll get Dan on here and try to make it right by his sister, Elizabeth. Get that on the way. Make it right Monday with J.P. Lauren, Husker Nick.
This is Kix Mornings with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Yeah, you messed up. And JP Lauren and Husker Nick are here to help. Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
I tried to help Elizabeth with her brother Dan and a birthday present that was forgotten about for mom.
Fresh402 on Twitter says, as the baby of the family, I fully support letting the blame go to someone else.
Yeah.
In my parents' eyes, I was perfect. To my siblings, not so much.
Well, that's what's going on so far, is that Dan and Dad aren't talking.
I didn't realize.
It's Elizabeth's fault.
Right, Elizabeth, they went in on a birthday present from Mom together with her brother, and it was her responsibility to actually get the present mailed.
Right.
She did not do that. There was no birthday present. And now Dad is really mad at Dan because Elizabeth let him take the fall as the older brother.
Elizabeth lives here in Lincoln, but her brother lives out in Utah, and we managed to get him on the phone. So we got Dan on hold. Elizabeth, so we'll bring him on, and we'll kind of explain what's going on, and then we'll give you the opportunity to apologize, all right?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, Dan?
Yep.
Hey, man. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. How's it going, buddy?
Who is this?
It's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. We're on the Kix Morning Show in Lincoln.
In Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I realized we just called a Utah number.
Yeah.
Is this for real?
Yes, it is. This is for real,
You know anybody who lives in Lincoln, Nebraska, you can think of?
My sister.
Yes. and that is why we are calling.
Okay.
So we do something on Mondays called Make It Right Monday, where somebody who feels that they have wronged somebody in their life and would like to apologize, ask us for help in doing that and hopefully mending some fences. So, somebody from Lincoln, it's your sister, is on the line and would like to talk to you. So, Elizabeth, why are we here today?
Well, we're here because I did not order Mom's birthday gift and send it in time. And now Dan's kind of getting the heat for my parents being upset about it, so.
Then you want to.
So apologize.
So, I.
Don't just describe it.
Dan, I'm really sorry, and, I just want to.
Lizzie, are you for real right now?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, shouldn't you be calling Dad? Dad hasn't talked to me. At all.
Oh,
wow. Won't return my calls. I thought I did something wrong.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, he thinks I did something wrong. I didn't do anything wrong.
Wait, so Dan, you didn't know why your dad's mad at you?
No. I have no. I keep calling him. I'm leaving him messages. He won't call me back.
P.S. This is so how this would happen in my family. Right. My dad would be passive aggressive and weird about a late present. And yes.
Oh, or the card's not right.
Yes.
Or something
this
of that
is
nature.
A, yes. This yeah. is. I feel your pain. I'm a passive aggressive parent. But but the point is, Elizabeth, you knew that yeah. this would be a problem, and you kind of let Dan fall on that sword, correct?
Yes. Yeah. I'm really sorry, Dan. I just,
this is like the time in high school. King pooped in Dad's office, and you were supposed to take him for a walk that day, but you never did, and now Dad didn't even talk to me for almost a year after that.
Oh, God, that's dog poop.
Dan has the receipts.
Oh, no. Wow. So this isn't the first time. A year is a lot prior to exactly. Oh, no.
You've got to learn to own responsibility. You know, you can't keep just hiding. And
well, she's trying, right?
This is yeah. She's efforting.
I'm going to talk to Dad today. Like, I'll call him and explain everything, and then I'll tell him to call you, and it should be okay. You know, like I just messed up.
You know what? I you better. I've had enough of this. Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Here, dive in there. We got to give him something. Trying to make it right.
I'd like to, but Dan just hung up. Well, and he also lives in Utah. I don't know if he's going to.
We could have, like, offered him just something to, like, stampede. He could have came to Kansas.
It's true.
He could have drove to Kansas or flown to Kansas.
Or we must have something from a restaurant that's a chain,
yeah,
right? That would
yeah.
also something that
could,
would
like,
also
Venmo
be there.
Him $10 for a beer.
Applebee's and get some beers on us or whatever. Yeah. They have a dollar margaritas or something like that right
like
now.
Like a Victoria's so. Secret gift card. Do they have those
well,
in Utah?
Yeah. Well,
yes.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm sure. Well, oh, that's a good point. It is Utah. Yes,
Utah.
It's a national. Oh, wait.
Doubt
I'm sure.
As we,
let's have a mall.
As we joke, Elizabeth is still on the phone with us and her brother just hung up on her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did the best we could.
I think your first order of business is to call your dad and be totally honest that it was you, not your brother, that messed this up.
See, I disagree. I think you did everything you could by calling us, and now you just let it ride.
Oh,
that's
no, I don't think.
Is that not?
I don't think that's a good idea. I kind of go with Lauren.
I'm just going to put out all the options. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I
got to
call my dad today and figure all this out. So.
Yeah. Well, we wish you luck.
Yeah. Call your dad, and then once you've taken care of it, maybe your brother will see that you're owning your actions.
If you need more great advice, you could always have us call him.
Oh, no.
There we go.
I would be happy to dive right in that. Oh, dive God. On that grenade for you.
Okay. Well.
Thanks, guys.
Elizabeth, good luck, and try better next time.
There's a difference between throwing a sibling under the bus when you guys were like 10 and when you're both like older now.
Yeah. Grown.
That's a little bit tougher.
All right. Well, scenario. Elizabeth, thanks for listening to our show and good luck with your dad and your brother.
Thank you.
Have you ever thrown a sibling under the bus?
Are you kidding?
He's done it 3 times today on the air already.
That's true.
That's true. That's very true.
You guys, I'm a dad now. I get to throw my kid under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. There's a mess in the front room, Carter. I don't know.
Yeah.
But those are your socks and shoes. Why would he put those there?
I mean, they're also.
What is that smell? Tristan.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's him.
Exactly.
Why didn't you come to my party, kid stuff?
Kids, yeah.
Oh, my kid wasn't doing good.
Yeah. Sick or something.
There's nothing better than letting a sibling take a fall for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. Like, that's super evil to say, but it's also really true.
They probably deserved it for something.
466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. When did you throw your sibling under the bus?
Just let him take the fall.
Yeah.
Get your calls and posts as well. Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Part of Mega Ride Monday.
Wake up every day.
Waking you up every morning.
With JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
On KX96.9.
Throwing a sibling under the bus. That's what Elizabeth did to Dan and let him take the blame for the parents' present not getting there.
Sharon says, when I was 7, I accidentally peed myself.
Oh, no.
I realized I was too old for that to have happened, so I moved my toddler brother onto the pee stain on the carpet.
Oh, nice. That's well done.
Then, because she had to do the whole, make this really believable, she says, I went to the bathroom, got some water in my hands, came back and splashed it on his pants.
We were at the house, and I was babysitting my two little brothers, and I took out the ketchup, and it was in like a plastic bottle, whatever. I was mad at one of them, so I kind of slammed it down. It exploded all over the walls, all over the place. So we tried to get it clean before the parents came home. They get home, there's ketchup on the ceiling. Like, this exploded everywhere. And my middle brother, Derek, who's the one in D.C.,
right,
he's off in his room. Mom and dad get to me and Trev first, start yelling at us. And my dad, every time I tried to open my mouth, he'd go, "You don't say a word." And then he kept going and mad and mad. And then somehow talked him into it, like it was Derek who did it. And Trev and I just stood there with our arms like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's what's going to happen. Because he was the only one not in the room. Like,
at
it
that
was
point,
totally,
you just stopped talking.
Yeah. And just, I let that thing just play just out however dad happen. Wanted it to play out.
I kicked you through a sibling under the bus.
I was probably 14. My sister was 16, at least, just learning how to drive, and we had to go to band practice. Well, we got into a fight before we left.
Okay.
She gets into the car. We're still arguing, and she keeps turning up the radio because she doesn't want to listen to me. So I went over and hit her hand to stop her from turning down the radio or turning up the radio, and I hit the steering wheel instead.
Oh no!
We ended up crashing the vehicle into an embankment. She got totally blamed for wrecking the car, but it technically was all my fault.
It really was.
I walked away with a broken arm, so I kind of got the bad end of the stick.
Yeah, I think it's kind of spread out there evenly amongst you both. Wow.
You share that.
Yeah, most definitely.
We got an anonymous direct message. I didn't throw my sibling under the bus. I threw my son under the bus.
Yes.
A few years ago, yeah. I took some water pills before bed. I was trying to lose weight. No, that's not a good idea.
Right.
Well, my son happened to be sleeping in the middle between my husband and I. Unfortunately, I wet the bed. Definitely blame my son for it.
Sometimes you have to. Matt messaged the show, says, my little brother and sister were playing on our golf cart as kids, and they got it stuck under a race trailer. He said they both bailed and dad found it. It was jammed in there real good. After a lot of denying it, my brother confessed, "Dad, I can't tell a lie. My sister did it."
Here is another one.
Okay.
Tina says, when I was like 12 or 13, I was in my sister's room painting with her nail polish. I decided to do my nails while sitting on her bed. None of that was okay.
Right.
On top of it, I had taken my mom's nail polish to do this, which was also not okay.
Uh-oh.
Long story short, she ends up spilling it on the comforter. So she just pulls the comforter over to hide the stain.
Oh,
and then
no.
When her sister, who was 17, went to bed, she was like, "What the heck? What the heck?" Mom comes in and gets mad. And Tina said, and I helpfully pointed out, "Look, it's even your nail polish."
Oh, no. Oh, not only threw her under the bus, she's driving the bus.
Yeah, right? And then
don't
backed
miss
up
this.
And ran her over again.
Double time.
Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
You can share your stories of throwing your siblings or your kids under the bus on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And if you need help with Make It Right Monday, we're here for you every Monday at this time, brought to you by Nutrition Authority. Coming up, chance to go to Tortuga.
Turn up the radio. Kix Mornings with J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
On KX96.9.
One of our favorite games to play, it's...
Just a second.
And we bring in Jaina and Ashley to play the game. Good morning, Jaina. How are you? Jaina, can you hear? Oh, now say words.
Oh,
there you are.
Good morning.
Got you.
Hi.
Hey, Jaina, are you ready to try to win Zach Brown Band tickets?
I hope so.
Here we go.
All
here
right.
You're going against Ashley. Ashley, how are you feeling? How well do you know your ZBB songs?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you feel confident about this?
Yeah, I'm a little asleep still, but we got
this. We went and got the most obscure Zach Brown Band songs we could possibly find.
That's not
to
true.
Make it extremely hard.
Or we did the opposite of that and found the most common ones we could find that you've heard a million times. So you should be all right.
So. All right, so your name is your buzzer.
Correct. That
yes.
is the
when
game.
You believe you know the title of the song, say your name, we will recognize you, and then give us the correct answer.
Okay, so this is exactly 1 second.
Are we playing 3 out of 5?
We are playing 3 out of 5.
All right.
Good okay. luck. Good
Here
luck.
Is your first song in just a second.
And a little bit, and a little bit.
Jaina, please.
Jaina said it first.
Chicken fried.
Yes.
Chicken fried.
Or just finish the song.
Go be on Friday night.
Now, some of them are a little bit easier than others.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
So Jana's got a point. Song number 2.
Yes.
In just a second for Zach Brown Band tickets. A 4-pack of tickets on the line for the show on Saturday.
Now I'm...
Jaina. Stuck in colder weather?
Oh, it is not.
Or colder weather?
It is
it's not? Oh, I thought that's
no.
what it was, too.
So let's give Ashley one more play of it.
Now I'm
stuck in colder weather.
Is it colder weather?
It is not.
You guys, he's falling in love as he's walking away, y'all.
It's yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Falling in love as she's walking away.
It did start out kind of like that.
All right.
So we got a trickster. All right, there's one. Fooling folks.
That one was harder. Oh,
all right, okay, here we go.
Here we go to number three. We're playing Just a Second.
Just a Second.
Just a Second. To win your way to the Zac Brown Band.
All right, so it's one zip.
One zip.
Okay.
Wishing I was.
Gina.
Gina.
Knee deep.
Okay.
We went in the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair.
Maybe we need to go to Mexico. Every time I hear this, or at least go fishing.
There you go. So Jana's got two. She needs one more to win the game. Here we go. In just a second for ZBB tickets.
He said, I want to.
Gina.
One of you guys better get this.
I know, right?
Gina. Ashley, colder weather.
Ashley said it first. Ashley said it first, and she's got.
All right, so Ashley's on the board.
Yes.
But I'm stuck in colder weather.
All right, so colder weather.
However, that one would have been funny if no one could have gotten colder weather after saying colder weather.
I just sing it over and over again. So
these guys are great live, but that song live is off the charts good.
Blows your mind.
Like, it's off the charts.
We're playing Just a Second.
Just a momento.
Here is song number 5.
I got some.
Ashley. Oh, I drew a blank.
I got some.
Gina.
Ashley, you gotta say it. You get to guess first.
I drew a
she
blank.
She said she drew a blank.
Okay, right.
Okay, so. She's out.
Not Gina? The name of that song.
Is it Homegrown?
Right.
I don't know about you. I was trying to sing it as fast as I could to get to the title.
To get to the
title.
All right, JP, you're officially getting me fired up for the concert this weekend.
Is that for the win?
That is for the win.
That's three.
Jana, who is going to CZBB.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Ashley, don't feel bad. You can keep playing, all right?
All right.
Now, more chance for you to play and win. So congrats, Jana. You and three of your friends going to see ZBB on Saturday at PBA.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Nice work. Hang on the phone. We'll get you your prize information. So that's just one of the many ways in which we're going to give you Zac Brown Band tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We also have me ruining your favorite ZBB songs coming up on Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
That'll be fun. That'll be good.
Okay. Get ready for that. Your chance to see ZBB live. And again, we've got more free tickets online at KZKX.com. Our one big thing is we've got a lot of tickets for you to go see these guys live.
But it's filled with love, it's grown in southern ground.
It's Zac Brown week.
And a little bit of chicken fry.
So be listening every day this week. We've got, because it's a Leap Day concert, it doesn't happen. It happens every 4 years.
Right, this Saturday. And it's a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
The 29th of February is when Mr. Zac Brown is coming to see us.
We do pairs of tickets, but because it only happens once every 4 years, we get a leap day, we're doing four packs of tickets.
So you get to take three friends with you.
Yeah, it's going to be a big old party, ZBB with PBA, and we'll be down there as well. So join us the big pre-party at Longwell's. We'll also have more chances to win tickets there and backstage passes, maybe. Some other things going on. Mm-hmm. So be listening all week long with JP Lauren Husker. Tomorrow it'll be JP Mix's guest.
Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, JP will ruin some of your favorite Zac Brown songs.
So you can enjoy that. And then we'll do another round of JP Mix's guest on Thursday, an Out of Context contest. We'll have your chance to win. So it pays to pay attention every day to our show, because you're going to win Zac Brown Band tickets.
Winter's not going anywhere for a while.
So expect more cool temperatures and grab that umbrella.
But that doesn't mean you can't.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Win a trip for two to the beachfront Tortuga Music Festival in Florida.
Now back to you.
Get all the details now at KZKX.com.